Variation 1 from Bach's Goldberg Variations. That was the 2017 recording featuring Italian pianist Beatrice Rana. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Cagioca. Well, Beatrice gained a lot of public attention with this particular recording of Bach, and among the accolades, it earned her Gramophone magazine's coveted Young Artist of the Year. Well, she has since gone on to grace all the major stages of the world and returns to Toronto in just a couple of weeks to perform Ravel's Piano Concerto in G with the TSO. It's part of the Mozart's Jupiter program, June 4th through 8th. And she joins me now. Beatrice Rana, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you. Grazie.
We have some get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
I hope so.
What is your favorite instrument in an orchestra?
I have always loved the cello because I love that warm sound. And I think I'm not the only one to think it's the best because they always get the best things.
It's true. They do have amazing material. What's your dream travel destination?
Somehow I would love to discover more the southern part of the world because my job, my profession brings me always to north part, and I would love to discover more South America, and in particular Argentina. I've been there only once and I want to go back there.
What has been your favorite venue to perform in so far?
I could name few, but to be honest, to play in my home country is very special, and Teatro La Scala in Milan has been absolutely magical. I think it's a magic place, but especially for an Italian, this is something very meaningful.
Let's talk about your musical background. You are the child of two professional pianists, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But they didn't push you to the instrument, as I understand.
Well, I don't know, because they didn't push me in a professional way. But, you know, when you are born in a house where both your parents play the piano, so basically the piano is the most spoken language, I would say that it would be almost not natural not to play the piano. It was somehow something that was natural, as it is having lunch together or speaking Italian in my case. Then it was my choice, so later on when I became a teenager, to just become a pianist. And in this sense, definitely I was not pushed by them, but by that time I realized that I couldn't live without music.
Oh, wow. What is it for you in the piano that you love? The tactically speaking, sound-wise, vibration, what is it that you love about the piano?
Well, actually, it's not something physical, but I love the independence because every other instrument is always dependent on the piano or on other instruments. They don't really play alone on stage, unless very rare occasions, but the piano, it is really the most independent instrument. And I love that freedom that the piano allows me to have on stage.
Now, in 2011, you won the Montreal International Piano Competition. And then shortly after that, you decided not to do any more competitions. Is that correct?
Not really, because I then did the 2013 Vancouver competition. I got the silver medal, and after that, I decided not to do any other competition.
And why is that?
Well, because competitions are a fantastic thing, especially for young musicians who don't have possibility to play in concerts. So that was my case. I applied into competitions to get known as a pianist and to hope to become a professional pianist. And the Montreal already gave me so many opportunities, but finally with the Bank Libre, I got a recording contract and a much bigger visibility. So I realized that I wouldn't need any other competitions, but I could just focus on the concert life that was already quite challenging.
You had a big breakthrough with your recording of Bach's Goldberg Variations. Were you surprised by the reception to that recording?
Yes, absolutely. I've always dreamt to play that piece because I loved the Goldberg since I was a child. It was somehow, you know, those kind of big dreams that you have when you're a child. I want to play the Goldberg. So it was kind of an ambition that I had, but I wouldn't imagine that it would create such a resonance in the music world. And of course, it was a fantastic surprise to me. It opened the doors of so many concert halls. So somehow I have a special feeling with that piece because I consider it as the beginning of another chapter of my life.
Having heard it and loved it since you were a child, I'm curious, was there a particular recording that you grew up with?
Well, I think a recording that of a person that you might know very well, that is Glenn Gould.
Oh, yes.
I absolutely adored his recording, the first recording he did of this piece. And I clearly remember that day that I found out about this recording. I was 10 years old, and there was this CD at home from my dad. And I just played it, and somehow it was the first time that I heard Glenn Gould playing Bach, and for me it was a shock because when you study Bach in conservatory, there is always this no attitude. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. And hearing Glenn Gould was like hearing for the first time a giant yes to this music. This such a direct and positive life-affirming approach that I just loved.
You are returning to Toronto, Glenn Gould's hometown, for the first time since 2019. What are you looking forward to about performing with the TSO and with Gustavo Gimeno?
Well, I can't wait to be back with the orchestra because they are fantastic musicians, and Gustavo Gimeno is really one of the not only musicians that I respect, but a very good friend off stage. I think that the team there is of the orchestra plus Gustavo is just a dream team. And the Ravel concerto is, I don't need to say anything about that concerto. It is just the best second movement in music history ever.
It's maybe not fair to ask you to qualify that, but I'm curious if you can verbalize about that second movement.
Oh my God. I think I would just ruin the magic of the second movement. It's one of those pieces that when you listen to this kind of music, you ask yourself if this is real or it's a dream, because it has this suspended magic of these little waltz that starts just with the piano solo, and there is such intimacy and such delicacy and poetry and simplicity, but also such deep and profound emotions. It is actually very difficult to describe it. I think that you all should come to listen to it.
Fair enough. Do you remember the first time you heard it?
No, not really, actually. Somehow it has been always part of my life, so I don't remember actually when I first heard it. For sure it was in recording, but I can't remember which recording.
You make it sound like an incredible piece to live in for a good amount of time as a player.
Oh, absolutely. But also I have to say that I have been always Ravel passionate, and of course it is very special also to play Ravel this year because it's the anniversary of his birth. And also I think it's, well, as a pianist, it's a lot of fun to play this piece because besides the second movement, which is something, as I said, incredibly profound. The first and the third movements are so much fun together with the orchestra because there is this fantastic interaction with so many musicians of the orchestra. In fact, it is a very difficult piece also for the musicians of the orchestra. You know, Ravel composed this piece when he came back from his North American tour. And he found out about the jazz. So he met Gershwin and he got to know these new rhythms and new harmonies. So the concerto is quite jazz style, both in the first and the third movement, which is a lot of fun for a classical pianist who cannot improvise at all, as I am.
Concerts aside, what are you looking forward to about being in Toronto?
Well, I look forward to eating in restaurants because I remember that Toronto has fantastic restaurants. And also Gustavo told me about a few places that have recently opened, so I'm looking forward to discovering it. Actually, I'm hoping to have a little more time than the last time because I don't know Toronto so well. Unfortunately, this is the problem of being a pianist sometimes, that you don't have the time to explore cities where you work. This time I should be more free. And also, there is an aspect that it's finally June, which is a good month to walk for a South Italian in Canada.
Yes. That's a very good point. Well, I wish you safe travels, and we're very much looking forward to your return to Toronto.
Thank you so much.
La
See you soon. Grazie, a presto.
ringrazio tanto. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
That was acclaimed piano soloist Beatrice Rana. She joins the TSO June 4th through 7th at Roy Thompson Hall and June 8th at the George Weston Recital Hall. It's your chance to hear her in Ravel's incredible piano concerto in G with its absolutely magical slow movement, suspended dream, as she calls it. Get your tickets and information at tso.ca. We'll sample some of this work now, and I won't clutter your ears with someone else's interpretation of that slow movement. As she said, you should simply go to the concert and hear her play it yourself. But here is one of the jazz-infused faster movements, Yundi Lee with the opening Allegramente.